This is the Faherty Podcast presented by Farmers Insurance.
Welcome one more time to Faherty Up Close from a Distance. And the first thing I'd like to do is apologize for this best. My guest today is a stalwart of the LPGA Tour. She's won five times. She's a U.S. Open champion. She's been playing in the LPGA for, I think, the last 30 years, something like that. And she's I'm not sure she's even 30 yet. I don't know what the hell that's about. But it's Michelle Wee West. Weezy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
No, it's great. Now, where are you at the moment?
We're home in Northern California right now.
You're in Northern California, as in San Francisco, the Bay Area?
The Bay Area, yep.
And what does a typical day look like for Weezy these days?
Well, I wake up at like 6:30 for no apparent reason. People have told me to like really take advantage of not having a baby and like sleeping in. But for some reason, I like my internal clock is now like, oh, you have to like wake up at like 4 o'clock soon. So let's just start practicing. But nothing much. I mean, I cut up a bunch of lavender this morning and now I'm like dehydrating it. I'm infusing, making lavender oil. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so bored.
Yeah, you've lost your mind, obviously.
Oh,
yeah.
I have.
But you've got two internal clocks now. You've got a big one and a little one. When is the baby due?
Very soon. It's coming up. Yeah. I don't know. She'll come when she wants to come, but it's happening. It feels really real. Like I had this like moment with my husband the other day where like the ultrasound, we got an ultrasound and the baby's measuring bigger. I mean, not a shock really. I'm a giant.
Yeah.
But we're like, oh my God, this baby could be coming sooner than we think. And we're like freaking out. I was like, I'm not ready.
You're not? Well, you're referring to the baby as it. Do we know if it's a he or a she?
Oh, I need to stop doing that. It's a she. She's a she. She's a she. But no, we're really excited. It's just, it's definitely scary at moments.
That's great. I mean, have you thought about any names yet?
Yeah, we're getting pretty close to picking one out. So we'll see. We'll see what comes out.
I won't press you on that one. I'm sure that's a secret. Now, you mentioned a while ago now that perhaps you'd retire after you had kids, but you've changed your mind, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've said this all my life. I was like, oh, I'll just, you know, play until I have kids. And I think a big part of that, I think, was I looked up to Lorena Ochoa, and she'd had like such a cool exit to the game. You know, she went out on top. She was number one in the world for like 5,000 years, it seemed like. And she's like, I'm going to peace out. I think she was like 28 or something, got married and had kids. And I was like, wow, that is like so cool. I want to do that as well, too. And it just, I don't know, it was just something that I had stuck in my mind. But after I got pregnant, it didn't really change as well. I was like, okay, this is probably the end for me. And then when I found out the baby was a girl, it just completely changed my perspective on the world. Everything that I see now, I see differently. And it's just, it's crazy because I've heard that happening to my friends who are moms. I just did not expect that to happen to me. But yeah, I definitely want to play. I want to play for different reasons now, not just for my own self goals and all accomplishments, but I want her to see me play and I want her to see me, you know, work hard and be a strong woman and, you know, all that.
So are you saying that if you had a little boy, that you would quit?
I don't know. I don't know if I would have had that realization. I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know.
Well, you know, you've recently, you know, dabbled in television with CBS and you did a great job, I've got to tell you. Are you kind of disappointed? This was going to be your first Masters this year. And of course, it's not happening until later in the year.
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely disappointed. But at the same time, you know, it's I'm really hopeful that it's going to happen in November. I was really happy to see the date kind of come back. And, you know, it's hopefully going to be, everything will quiet down and hopefully the baby will be old enough. I can travel with her, everything's safe. And hopefully I still have that opportunity when the time comes around. But yeah, I was definitely looking forward to it. I'd never been to Augusta National before. I've only seen it on television. So I was really looking forward to it. But I enjoy being on TV. I liked it. I really enjoyed my, appearance on, Golf Live, at the Players, even though that was cut a little bit short as well too. But I graduate with a degree in communication, so it's been really nice to use it, I guess.
Yeah, thank God for Stanford. That's for sure. By the way, I am still, I've got scars from wearing that tree, that Stanford tree, the last time I was with you up there on, interviewing for the show.
You're very brave for putting that on.
You're not
Stanford kids
kidding.
are quite rowdy. I don't know what condition that tree was in.
Now, you married Johnny West of the Warriors. Does that make you part of the Warrior family? Are you instantly a supporter there?
I definitely, I don't really know much about basketball. So I'm definitely learning. I've never watched so much basketball in my entire life. I mean, not only, does he watch, their games, obviously, he goes to every single game. But we have basketball on all the time. So this is like definitely strange for me because usually basketball will be on like every single night. But I'm definitely learning. It's been really fun to follow the team and watch them, train and all that. I definitely find a lot of inspiration from the players, especially, last year watching them go through, those horrific injuries and seeing them come back from it, and seeing them how they do rehab and just their tenacity with attacking the game. I definitely get a lot of inspiration from that.
And you've got Steph Curry on the team, who's a hell of a golfer, maybe the best of the celebrity golfers, along with maybe John Smoltz, someone like that. Have you played with Steph?
I've not, but for our wedding, actually, we had a little golf competition 2 days before the wedding, and it was like a boys versus girl like team match play. Steph played in it, and I was really blown away by how good he was. I mean, I've heard it before, and my husband caddy for him when we play on the web.com, but seeing him actually hit a golf ball and then finding out that he's completely self-taught. There's no instructor that taught him how to play. And fundamentally, like speaking, he's really good. And he out of the bunker, out of the short game, like his touch is amazing. So it was really fun to see him play. But I have sad to say that our girls did beat him. So
Well, I think it's safe to say that he would be pretty damn good at any sport that he tried. He's amazing. But we got to get into a little rapid fire. Here, are you an Instagram person or a Twitter person?
Definitely Instagram.
Did Nike have any input on your wedding dress?
No, but they did make a special custom pair for me and my husband. So I'm a very like bling bling person. I've always loved my crystal shoes. If you've seen my Solheim shoes in the past, they've done like really cool stuff with crystals. So made me a really cool low cut blazer. And they for the bridal party and the groomsmen, they also made custom pairs for each one. So that was really nice and really cool of them.
What's your favorite quarantine snack?
My favorite quarantine snack has to be watermelon. I've definitely think I've gone through like a watermelon like every 2 days. So yeah, watermelon.
Who would play you in a movie about yourself?
Oh, I have no idea. But I think it'd be cool if Maggie Q played me. She's from Hawaii as well. Asian American actress, and definitely loved her in all the shows that she played. So that would be an honor for sure.
Which was the greatest achievement, winning a major or graduating from Stanford?
That's really hard because those are two of like my ultimate bucket list items. I mean, winning a major took a week, but graduating from Stanford took 4.5 years. So I would say probably graduating from Stanford, but I don't know. That's hard.
Michelle, we haven't got any more time. Thank you so much for joining me on Faraday Up Close from a Distance. Give our best to Johnny and the best of luck with the baby. I am sure that she will be just as beautiful as her mom.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for joining me, Faherty fans. You can find more of the Faherty podcast presented by Farmers Insurance on Faherty.com and your favorite podcast provider. Go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Art19, or Google Play. Search Faherty and subscribe. If you love the show, and why would you? wouldn't you? Be sure to leave a rating, review, and tell your friends.